I've never heard of it, but now I see the reference in this is to, it says, a popular European sleep theory. So this online site called Sleep Junkie says it wanted to test out one of the most popular European sleep theories. The theory is that eating cheese before bed gives you nightmares.
Never heard that.
I've never heard that either. I'm a cheese junkie. I don't think I've ever thought that before.
Well, you see, I was going to reference Pat, because I know Pat's a big cheese guy,
yes,
too. So, well,
right.
Yeah.
Well, this might be something that both of you might be interested in. I don't know.
I'll have to check it out.
But we all have never heard of this. So it does say European theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever heard that, too. If anyone in our audience has ever heard of eating cheese before
is
bed gives you nightmares.
Particular cheese?
Like no, in fact.
Munster or something?
It says in order to test the theory, Sleep Junkie wants to hire a team of 5 dairy dreamers to experiment on the impact that eating cheese, what it has on your sleep quality, your energy levels, and whether it increases the likelihoods of nightmares. And you will be using different types of cheese. To your point,
right.
You know, is it any one kind of cheese? The chosen candidates will be paid for their work. You'll be paid $1,000.
Whoa. Wow.
And all your cheese costs will be taken care of. You'll be expected to log your sleep quality via your sleep tracker. You'll have to write an evaluation. You'll have to track your energy levels and provide any feedback on dreams or nightmares that you might experience. This is going to start in March. It's a 3-month journey, and you'll be compensated again $1,000. Now, here are the parameters. You have to be 21 years of age. You must own a smartwatch or a fitness tracker that tracks sleep.
Oh.
Really? They're not going to give that to you?
Yeah, they could.
You want the study done. You provide people with the proper.
Right.
All right. You must have a consistent sleep schedule. Oh, well, that just killed all of us.
Yeah, don't have a consistency.
Forget that. You must be able to sleep alone during the trials. Okay.
Right.
So anybody who's married is out, too.
You should also not suffer from any current sleep issues and must not have any dairy or lactose intolerance.
Hmm.
Well, I guess that would be something.
that's
some dairy products. Sleep Junkie is looking for people who are self-starters, honest, possess good writing skills, and enjoy both sleeping and eating.
the sleeping and eating part, I got that down. But
that seems like an easy one, yeah.
Stuff, I'm not really sure.
And you have to apply online. We'll put a link up on the online site for the morning team in case you'd like to get involved in this. You'll be provided a list of cheeses that you should have to eat each week. It will include vegan-type cheeses, too, by the way. You have to eat a kind of cheese every night at the same time before sleeping for a week, taking a week break between each cheese swap to ensure results can be accurately recorded. So there you go.
See, there, the vegan cheese, you automatically just told me what would give me nightmares.
Before you even eat it, huh?
Before I even eat it.
Would you even
I've
know?
Tried that stuff. I've tried
Did you
it.
Really?
Well,
right.
My daughter's a vegan.
And oh, so well.
We've had different vegan foods with her, and it's not horrible, but it's not great.
You could tell the difference between...
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, you
absolutely
can.
Can.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if interested, it's Sleep Junkie. And again, our online site provides a link up. If we have any listeners who are interested, please access it. And if you are chosen, if you become one of the 5 dairy dreamers, we'd like to know so we can follow your journey and we'll help you along as best as we can. If you meet all the parameters.
3 months, $1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. If they gave me the smartwatch, you know, maybe I'd do it. But
Since you have to provide your own.
Yeah, I have to go buy my own. No, I don't have one.
They give you all the cheeses.
Well, they do give you all the cheeses, I suppose. Gift that keeps on giving.
You know, like I said, I've never heard of the theory anyway. But
I've never.
European sleep theory, so maybe Europeans have a problem with their cheese tolerance.
Yeah.
Well, do they have different cheeses too, or is it? I mean, is it like chocolate? I've heard of different people say in Europe the chocolate is different than it is here in the U.S. So I wonder if maybe there's something they put in their cheese over there that makes people have nightmares.
Fresher.
Fresher. There you go.
Just saying.
It's not Velveeta.
What are you saying that we're here? Do they have Cheese Whiz over?
Yeah, their cheese doesn't come in a can.